Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Bobby Davis. This is one in a series of programs in which I feature musicians who recorded with BIX. Bobby Davis recorded with BIX in the fall of 1927 when they both Davis and BIX were members of the short-lived Rollini's New Yorkers Orchestra. I have very little biographical information about Bobby Davis. He was born in 1903 and died in 1949. He was a childhood friend of Chelsea Quilly. They lived a few doors from each other in Hartford, Connecticut. Bobby Davis made a whole bunch of recordings, apparently over 200, with the California Ramblers and the other bands within the California Ramblers band, the smaller groups such as the Goofus Five and the Little Ramblers. And he also made recordings when he was in England playing with Rollini and Chelsea Quilly in Fred Elizalde's band. Bobby Davis got married in England with an English woman and came back to the States in 1930. He made a few additional recordings with the California Ramblers and then nothing else is known, at least nothing else I know about him. Well, let's get started with the music. I'm going to play mostly recordings from 1924 and 25. First two sides I want to play are from August 20, 1924, the Varsity Eight, Bill Moore on trumpet, Lloyd Olsen on trombone, Bobby Davis, Arnold Wilhart, and Freddie Kusick on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky piano, Ray Kitchingham on banjo, Stan King on drums. And the two tunes that I want to play are Hard-Hearted Hannah and She Loves Me. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the Varsity Eight, 1924. Thank you. To make a couple of comments, She Loves Me begins with sort of an oriental theme somehow, and then in the middle the oriental theme comes back again, and there is a very nice bass saxophone solo by the great Adrian Rollini. Now, 2 weeks after the Varsity 8 recorded She Loves Me, the full California Ramblers Orchestra recorded the same tune. That was September 6, 1924, and reed player John Otto from Chicago noted that in the California Ramblers recording of She Loves Me, Bobby Davis interpolates a little bit of Bix's rear board shuffle. Interesting. Okay, let's continue with the music. Now I want to go to October 24, 1924. And the two numbers I want to play are Choo Choo, I Gotta Hurry Home, and Go Long Mule. The musicians here are Bill Moore on cornet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, soprano, alto, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and gufus, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, and Stan King on drums. There is a vocal in Go Long Mule by Ernest Hare. Ernest Hare was born in 1883, died in 1931. Correction, 1939, Queens, New York. He was a bass baritone, and he recorded many sides in the 1920s and 1930s. He was half of the Happiness Boys team. The other half was Billy Jones, and they had a very successful radio program sponsored by Happiness Candy. Okay, let's then listen to Bobby Davis with the Gophers 5, 1924.
Thank you.
Choo-choo is a great recording, isn't it? Okay, let's continue now with Two Sides by The Little Rambler. This is November 14, 1924. First Dos Panama Mamas and then Prince of Wales. The musicians here are Bill Moore on trumpet, Bobby Davis on alto sax, clarinet, soprano sax, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Stan King in drums. And I forgot to mention that whenever there is a kazoo in one of these recordings, it's Stan King that plays that. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the Little Ramblers, 1924.
Thank you.
forgot to mention that WBIX number 179 was also a program that had Bobby Davis recordings as one of Bix's fellow musicians. And way back, in program number 36, I also had several recordings by Bobby Davis. All right, let's go now to 1925 and the University Six, who are really seven in these two next recordings. First, the Camel Walk, and then Desdemona. These are from September 18, 1925. And we have Roy Johnston on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet and alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and gufus, Irving Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Stan King on drums and kazoo. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the University Six, really seven, in 1925.
Thank you.
Since I mentioned the interpolation of a piece of Bix's solo in the Wolverine's Riverboat Shuffle by Bobby Davis in She Loves Me, I thought it would be a good idea then to play that recording. But first, I'll play Too Tired from September 9, 1924, and then She Loves Me from September 6, 1924. And the California Ramblers consist of Frank Cush and Bill Moore on trumpet, Lloyd Olson trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, Arnold Brillhart clarinet, alto sax, Freddie Kuzik tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Arthur Hand violin and director, Irving Brodsky piano, Ray Kitchingham banjo, Stan King drums and kazoo. She Loves Me has a vocal by Arthur Hall. So here is Bobby Davis with the California Ramblers in 1924.
Thank you. got O-O in my eye, but she loved me. I may act just like a goofo, golly gosh, oh gee, but when I yum-yum on her stoop, oh, she loved me.
There are two extrapolations or interpolations in that recording of Too Tired. At the beginning, a bit of Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning, Irving Berlin's song. And then, right after the vocal, there's a tiny little piece of a tune that I know very well. It was recorded by Al Jolson. But unfortunately, I can't remember the title of it. Maybe somebody will and let me know. Okay, now I want to move to 1927. And first, I'll play Pardon the Glove from March 29, 1927. We have Frank Kush and Chelsea Quilly on trumpets, Ivan Johnston on trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Jack Rossin piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale on drums. Adrian Rollini doubles on piano in that tune. And in the next one, Just Another Day Wasted Away, one of my favorite tunes. This is May 27, 1927. Frank Kush and Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Eddie Lapp on trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, Pete Pumiglio clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, and he doubles on xylophone here, Jack Rusin piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale drums, and that's it. Except for the vocal in Just Another Day Wasted Away by Ed Kirkaby. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the California Ramblers, 1927.
Thank you. Just another day wasted away, watching and waiting. Just another day wasted away, filled with gloom. All day all alone, hoping you would phone, but you never called me. Carpet my ground, pacing up and down round my room. Just another night, nothing in sight, nothing but grieving. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue. And when the break of dawn I see, what's it gonna mean to me? Just another day, wasted away, waiting for you.
Okay, we've come to the end of today's program. There are just two more numbers that I want to play. First, I Ain't Got Nobody from August 12, 1927. There is a vocal by Ed Kirkby here, and the musicians in the band are Chelsea Quealy, trumpet, Bobby Davis, clarinet, alto sax, Max Furley, clarinet, tenor sax, Adrian Rollini, bass sax, Jack Rossin, piano, Tommy Fellini, banjo, Herb Whale on drums. This is a relatively small edition of the band. There's just seven musicians. I will follow that with the last recording in today's program. That will be Jelly Roll Blues, also from August 12, 1927. The same members of the band. This is really Chelsea Quealy's recording. He's everywhere, all over the place, and quite Vixian at points. There's another interesting aspect in this recording. At the end, they play the Geechee phrase. This is something that we discussed extensively in the Bix forum. It's a phrase that is found in Davenport Blues and in several other recordings before Davenport Blues, as well as after Davenport Blues. So let's listen then to Bobby Davis with the California Ramblers, 1927. Yeah, that phrase is pretty amazing, isn't it? It shows up everywhere. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this particular edition of the WBIX radio program with Bobby Davis, who was in the same band as Bix, with the very short-lived New Yorkers. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Yeah.